CNN Business had this story, and I was intrigued by it myself. Maybe you're aware of it. I don't know. I'll tell you what the story is. And you've heard some of the stories about homes that are apparently being sold fast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
And I'd heard that. Okay.
And for amounts way over the asking price in many cases.
But I did not know it was a worldwide phenomenon.
Worldwide.
But apparently it is, yeah. Mm. Again, this is a CNN Business Report. Housing prices soared from the United States to New Zealand to Germany to China, Peru. The same phenomenon taking hold, that home prices are skyrocketing. Buyers are panicking because they're fearful that they won't be able to get homes, and so they are snapping them up as they can, and as you talked about, paying pretty good prices in a lot of cases. Mm-hmm. Among the 37 wealthy countries that make up the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, the OECD. I did not know the OECD existed, I must tell you, but apparently it does. Home prices rose almost 7% between the fourth quarter of 2019 to the fourth quarter of 2020 and continue on here into early 2021, the fastest year-on growth in the past two decades.
To borrow a phrase used this morning by the Saginaw Township Manager, a rising tide raises all ships, brings to mind if some house in a neighborhood sells for way over what it is valued at, is everybody else's valuations going up and your taxes going up?
Yeah, there's always that case that happens. Borrowing remains cheap. And it says here that once more borders open, as some already are, foreign investors will be providing even more impetus to property markets as purchasing activity, which is largely driven by domestic buyers, will open up. And also, and you know, you talk about the related phenomenon, some of the reasons offered up because of what's going on. Remember that governments around the world helped homeowners by temporarily banning repossessions and provided trillions of dollars of support for workers and businesses. Interest rates were cut. Mortgage repayments were very affordable. And there were temporary reductions in some tax structures. And all this just adds up. Plus, with wealthier individuals in several countries deciding to get out of the cities where they were working and purchase larger suburban homes because they realized that they had to do work from home and
needed some office space.
Exactly. And also were looking for places that perhaps were a little bit more open with some real estate and outdoor spaces because they figured that in the future they'd still be working from home. So they wanted to get a different place. We also were spending less on everything, including what people might do with expenses of vacations or expenses for eating out. So that money became available. And just a bunch of things that kind of added up to have cash available to make some home purchases and in some cases make those purchases at a higher price. In the United States, the number of existing homes, the number of sales of existing homes had its highest level in 2020 in the past year since 2006. And housing prices rose 9% in the past year and are continuing to climb. The median price of an existing home in this country, again, this is the median price, so take that for what it's worth, it says, $329,000 in March. That's some medium. Wow.
That's a pretty healthy.
That's what it says here. The median price of an existing home hitting a historic high of $329,000 in March.
And the other thing that's been happening with all that building that's been going on, the cost of lumber has just gone through the roof, which means for the average person who wants to do a small home improvement project, you go out and try to buy a few boards, and you find out pretty soon you've got a lot of money tied up.
Yeah. Used to be able to get a reasonable price for a 2x4. I haven't priced one lately.
I understand the last I heard someone say the $8.
Really?
For a 2x4. 8-foot 2x4.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Okay, well, note to self, scrap that project.
Yeah, I know some landscape timbers, like $36 a piece, something like that.
Wow, I hadn't been.
Yeah.
I noticed prices in some other things, but I hadn't been into that market. Now, it's just all part of Again, what fascinated me was just because, you know, sometimes you pay attention to just what's happening in your own backyard, your own
mm-hmm.
country.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently just it's a worldwide phenomenon that homes are selling. And there's a story here about one realtor who put a home on the market. Let me see if I got this here. I don't want to make sure I lose it right here. Yeah, it was a fixer-upper. For $275,000.
Yeah.
But it was in suburban Washington, D.C. And the realtor says that she put it up and within 3 days had received 76 all cash offers for a $275,000 mm-hmm. fixer-upper. Wow. Mm-hmm. So if you're in the market to sell, it's a good time. If you're in the market to buy, well, I guess you have to do what you have to do if you have to make a purchase, right?
Yeah, I was thinking probably a good thing to be in would be flipping houses, but maybe have a hard time finding houses to flip. The way things are going right now.
And it's expected, the last part of the story, again from CNN Business, that it's expected that mortgage rates will remain structurally low and support even more growth for the housing industry into the next couple of years. And so there doesn't look like there'll be any end to this housing boom and price structuring over the next couple of years.
Now, I wonder if that story was written, though, before this week, the shock we saw with inflation.
No.
Just in the last day or two, we've had some reports of inflation going like up 8% a year or something like that?
Yeah, you know, I don't have a date on when this story was. Mm-hmm. It was in this past week, though, I can tell you that, because mm-hmm. it's when I first saw it online.
Well, housing may be different than the other commodity things that are taking an inflationary leap.
Wow. Just part of the world we live in and some of the effects and just, you know, a little bit of things here, a little bit of things there that adds up to the way that particular market right now is being engaged.